Time now for your book picks of the week on News Talk ZB. Catherine Rains, our reviewer, is with us this morning. G'day, Catherine.
Morning, Jack.
Both your books this week are written by famous people, and I think
they
we
are.
Will start off this morning with Uncommon Type, which is a book of fictional stories by Tom Hanks.
It is. So these are stories about the everyday and about relationships and about being human and making mistakes. And so you get these kind of snapshots of people's lives, and you can kind of believe that they'd be inspired by the variety of people that the actor Tom Hanks has met during his lifetime. And they've got, there's a thread, the common thread running through is typewriters. And Hanks has kind of spoken about his collection before of more than 50 old typewriters, and he's actually even appeared in a documentary on typewriter obsession. So you can see that's why he's inspired by this. And so every tale sort of features one in some way, and it's quite a cool thread that runs through the story, but it doesn't overwhelm them and what they're talking about. So there's a few standouts, really. So there's Christmas Eve 1953, and you meet this war veteran called Virgil, and he's sitting down to enjoy his family Christmas. But every Christmas Eve, he makes this phone call to a fellow veteran,
right.
And it's quite touching and quite emotional. And it kind of seems that on the surface, he's got everything together. But this yearly phone call, you know, exposes the fact that that's not really the case.
Right.
And then you it's short, obviously being a short story, but you can see the picture and the emotions that are going through it. And Tom Hanks tells the story in a very nice way. And I guess from someone who's used to acting and all of the things that he's done, he kind of gets that point across really quickly.
Ah, okay.
And so, yeah. And then he kind of moves to the Big Apple, and he talks about this actor, Susan Glebe, who's kind of pounding the pavement and trying to find that job that's going to make her famous and her big break and all that kind of thing. And you get the real sense that Tom Hanks has pounded those pavements himself, looking for the next big break.
Yeah.
So, and then because I think being an actor, he has that kind of keen observation of humanity, and that comes through. He's very good at the detail of what people are up to and what they're thinking about.
Is he a good writer, though?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he is a good writer. I think, I think the craft of a short story is actually quite a difficult one.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of beginning, middle and end, and get this kind of story that actually makes sense telling the character stories without leaving you kind of thinking, I need so much more.
Right. Well, do you think this would be published if it wasn't written by Tom Hanks?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do.
That's good. All right. That sounds good. That's a good way. You know what I mean? Hey, with someone like Tom Hanks, he's never going to have a problem getting published. But no, that's interesting. That sounds quite good then. Now, next up, we have Working Class Man, which is the sequel to Jimmy Barnes' first autobiography, Working Class Boy.
Yeah, so it picks up the story as he leaves Adelaide in this back of this old truck with a very unknown band called Cold Chisel.
Yeah.
So in his first book, he kind of talked about, you know, his really profoundly troubled childhood and how awful that was and growing up and what that was like. So, you know, as he's moving off in this truck, he talks about Cold Chisel and their really long climb to the top. They didn't make it overnight. You know, it took them a long time, and then their implosion when it all kind of fell apart. And then it talks about as he sort of kind of carves out his solo career and becomes, you know, Australia's biggest rock star, before kind of the drugs and alcohol take hold and, you know, just everything falls apart again. And so you read about his wife and his family kind of trying to pick up the pieces. And it's a pretty honest reflection on his success and fame and the addiction that went along with it.
Yeah.
And so he takes real responsibility in this kind of second book for actually that he did, despite his childhood, he actually did all of these things to himself, and he found himself, you know, in this deep abyss, and how he actually climbs out of it. So you get a bit of this kind of rock star memoir of, you know, they went and played here and they went and played that. And I actually really kind of really enjoyed the last third of the book when it talked about actually how he, you know, he changed his life around and, you know, and all the people that helped him. And I think that's actually the real crux of this book, rather than the kind of music memoir, which is pretty well known.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, how he actually effectively changed his life.
Yeah.
And, you know, and his family were amazing.
Okay. No, that sounds good. Yeah. And I mean, he is a good storyteller. It's not too sex, drugs and rock and roll. You know, sometimes it's a bit cliche.
Yeah, and I mean, there's kind of a couple of times you're reading a little bit of it and you kind of think, yeah, that's a bit cliche. But like I said, that last kind of part, and then he needs to tell that part of the story to be able to tell the last part of the story. So it's in it, you know, it all fits together. But this is one of those books, I think, where you actually probably need to read Working Class Boy to understand Working Class Man, to understand actually where he's come from.
He's come from.
Because that, Yeah, because that first book is harrowing, the things that he went through. Yeah. It's amazing he actually even turned out halfway normal,
to be honest. It really is. All right, hey, thanks for your time, Catherine. Really appreciate it. Those books again, Working Class Man by Jimmy Barnes and Uncommon Type is the book by Tom Hanks with the typewriters.